Welcome to Health Connections, the show about people, health, and policy. I'm Dr. Carol Myers from the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. Today, I'm joined by Missy Kane. Missy is a former Olympian. She competed in the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles as a middle distance runner. Missy is a member of the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, and she's the host of a half-hour fitness show on East Tennessee PBS. Welcome, Missy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Carol. This is exciting.
We're 9 months into the COVID-19 pandemic. Lives have been disrupted and lives have been lost. Today, we're going to talk about exercise, why it's important throughout your life, how exercise is an important part of dealing with the pandemic, and we will discuss how to keep your family active. So Missy, let's start with the basics. What are the general benefits of exercise?
The first thing you think of with exercise is it'll help me lose weight, which is true. I mean, exercise burns calories, but I think, especially in this day of pandemic, I think the most important things is it is the best thing we can do for our heart and lungs. And we know how important it is to keep our lungs strong right now. If you're out there walking briskly, inside or outside is better, you're getting that heart rate up, but you're also forcing your lungs to breathe harder. And that makes it stronger and more apt to deliver oxygen to everywhere in your body. And I think we also realize, especially now, Carol, is about stress reduction. I mean, we all have levels of stress that have gone up over the last 9 months, and exercise is one of the best things to get outside and enjoy nature, but also it just takes our mind off of anything going on, whether it be political or medical that's going on. We just tend to have a better state of mind and emotionally stronger during a bout of exercise.
I've also read, Missy, that exercise helps to boost your immune system, which seems very important with the pandemic as well as us entering the flu season.
Exactly. And, you know, we still need to get that flu shot. I got mine, but that's been talked about a lot. There was an article that came out at AARP about the immune system and exercise. And it doesn't have to be like a 10-mile walk. It could be something as like 15 minutes twice a day to get the heart rate up that still can boost your immune system.
Let's explore this a little more. Like so many things, exercise has been disrupted during the pandemic. People are challenged by reduced opportunities for exercise. Early on, parks and gyms were closed, and some still have reduced hours and reduced capacities. People struggle with physical distancing, and they're concerned about having to wear a mask when they exercise. Many people, yours truly, are sitting for extended periods of time as our work routines have been modified. So, Missy, how can people make adjustments to stay physically active?
You said it right there that people really do. I think a lot of people know they need to exercise, but they're afraid to go to the gym. I've always been a big proponent of getting outside with nature, though. You know, even getting outside, if someone is in a wheelchair, getting outside and breathing fresh air is really good for us. It helps our endorphins. It makes you feel better, helps you sleep better. And so I think people, if they can, even if it was to get out from your desk and go walk up and down the street for 15 minutes. You know, hiking is one thing I do. I lead that with my work at Covenant Health. We have a hospital, LeConte Medical. So we do, LeConte Medical is one of the sponsors for Get on Trail with Friends and Missy. Well, this year we had to make it virtual, but we did meet people outside to give them their t-shirts and socially distance and had masks. And people, one lady came up to me and said, this has meant so much to me because it was a challenge to go to some trails in the Smokies that were less crowded, not just Alum Cave. Please avoid Alum Cave right now. Yeah. It was suggested to do a marathon worth of hikes over 2 months. And a lady that had not been in the program before showed up to get her. We had people sign up to come get their t-shirts, their Friends of the Smokies little mask, bandana. And she said, I want to tell you that my friend and I decided to do something. And this was, I think, early in September. She heard about the program coming up. And her friend had just lost her husband in the summer and was very depressed, had gained some weight. And so they both decided to make a pledge that they were going to meet every Monday to go to a trail. And so they both joined our Friends and Missy program and had started hiking. And she was almost in tears saying, thank you so much that this has changed our life during this pandemic. Hearing those kind of stories and realizing that you can get out and exercise. I go with small groups now. I miss my big, big groups, but I go with small groups. We don't carpool, Carol. We find a place that has enough parking. We bring our masks with us in case we are around too many people. But once we're on the trail, we kind of naturally socially distance and just enjoy hiking 4 to 5 miles.
You're physically distanced, but it sounds like you're being very social, and that social support is important. What suggestions do you have more generally for outdoor exercise in our region? Obviously, hiking is a big one. What are other options?
Well, biking, we have so many more trails in the last 10 years. And, you know, you can find a trail at Iams is very popular, but in the urban wilderness in South Knoxville, there's 50 plus miles of trails now. And little kids are going to Baker Creek with their little bikes. So mountain biking is good. I'm more of a greenway person, but I love road biking, and I bike with a few people 2 or 3 times a week. I think we're doing a much better job with our greenway system in Knoxville, Oak Ridge, and outdoorknoxville.com. Mm-hmm. Outdoorknoxville.com. You can click on there, Carol, and find regional places, parks to hike.
Well, and I have to do a plug for the Greenbelt in Blount County, which is only growing. It's wonderful. Exercise is important across the entire lifespan. And we also know that we're trying to find the silver lining in the adjusted lives that we have right now. And one thing we hear about is perhaps a more of a focus on family. So let's talk about family exercise. Are there extra benefits, Missy, when families exercise together?
This was something I read years ago at Mayo, saying if you have two parents that exercise, that child will have 50% reduced chance of being obese. Mm-hmm. Because that child exercises with the family. But they also even said a child in a family where the parents both exercise, it's seen as valued. And that helps reducing your chance of obesity. All that goes way down. You know, finding a new place to go as a family, it doesn't have to be a long hike. I took my little grandson, that 2-year-old, to IC King, which I mentioned earlier, a couple of days ago, and we just did like a little 1 mile walk, and it was fun for me to see him enjoy that. And I think we need enjoyment as a family and not to worry, but just to be out in nature.
I've also read that it's really quality time that too often busy families don't have time for quality time together. It encourages a little bit of teamwork because there's some negotiation in where you're going to go mm-hmm. and what you're going to do. And this will hopefully strengthen family ties and bonds, which may be another one of the silver linings. I'd like to end with some parting words about exercise. Remind our listeners that maintaining physical distance is job one. That's at least 6 feet. We still are encouraging people to avoid touching their face, to frequently wash and sanitize their hands, stay at home if they're sick, and now today we'll add, don't overexercise. If you have not been regularly exercising, you need to ease into a pattern of exercise. Missy, would you add anything to those general pointers for our listeners?
I've been encouraged. People stopped me when I went to vote one time, and it was really nice. And someone said, Missy, I've always known you had an exercise show on PBS, but because of different things, she's not going to her gym right now. And she said that she really thanked me. And I thought, you know, I just take that for granted. But, you know, people can DVR my show. It's on Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. on East Tennessee PBS. And it's an easier workout. You mentioned about easing into it. It's usually things that you could do standing up. I've had some guests that are in wheelchairs before. So it's really for anyone and kids involved too. So I'm grateful that I have that platform, and hopefully it's a help to people.
Thanks to Missy Kane for being with us today to talk about exercising during the pandemic. We appreciate the work you do in the community.
Thanks, Carol. Appreciate it.